Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, June 15th, 2014. My name is Sucharita, and happy to welcome everyone here who are the people who are joining for the first time or those of you who have been joining for the past several weeks, months, since we started this program. And it's a really great time to get together. Because for one, I'd like to wish all you wonderful fathers out there a very happy and prosperous and peaceful and enjoyable Father's Day. And for those of you who are not fathers, happy Father's Day to you, and that you celebrate whether your father is here or not. Maybe he's in other places around the world that's away from you, or maybe in heavenly realms. And regardless, if he is here somewhere on the earth plane, you could think about him, maybe send a card or an email, text, Facebook, or in your prayers, just say a prayer. You can call him, visit him, do all those things that acknowledge the Father in your life. And if your Father is in heavenly abodes or realms, then you can pray for your Father. Since it's morning time in the North America and Europe, east of where I am in India, it's nighttime. Sunday's almost over. So celebrating Father's Day is really, really important to acknowledge, because the Father is represented by the Son, S-U-N, not S-O-N. So the Father is represented by the Son in our charts. So interestingly enough, your soul, which is also represented by the Son, has asked you to come and show up and maybe get some energization, some internal house cleaning done, so you can reconnect with your Father in a whole new way, which we'll do in a few minutes when we get into the meditation. However, it's also your son, your soul connecting with the Son, the Son's energy in your own life. The Son gives you authority. It protects you. It gives you the ability to speak in a way that people are going to listen to you. So if that hasn't been happening, definitely you will start to experience that as we pay more and more attention to the Sun. So the Sun is also transiting today, and the Sun is transiting into Gemini, which is the third house or third sign of the natural zodiac. So you'll have to figure out where that is in your own birth chart and how it impacts you. But in general, we're going to be impacted by Gemini energy. Gemini is ruled by Mercury, the planet Mercury, and Mercury is all about communication. It happens to be friendly with the Sun. So if things haven't been as good as you wanted it to be during the last transit, which was in Venus's house, the house of Taurus, then because the Sun isn't so friendly with Venus in the way that Mercury is friendly with Venus. So if you had a great month, fabulous. You're probably praying to Venus as well, because I think we did some sort of meditation and talk on that transit and why it was important as well in the past 30 days. So but for now, moving onward, so how is the Sun going to impact us in Gemini, and then also it's the natural third house of the zodiac. So unfortunately, we don't have our Vedic astrologer Radha here today, because she is having family come from out of town, and she definitely said she would come next week and give us the full-on update and what to look out for. However, I'll give you a little heads up of what to expect and what we can kind of work on during this week while we're in our own practice today and then moving forward. So Gemini is all about duality. It has the twins, right? There's a male figure with a club, like a big thing that he's going to hammer away on. And then there's the female playing the harp. Jeez, what a visual, right? So if you feel like, oh my gosh, the sun is going to illuminate that, what is that going to look like? This is like battle of the sexes going on. So it's not like that. It's going to bring in more intelligence, so you're harmonizing when it is that you need to sort of be assertive in your life and illuminate those qualities. So without burning someone out, because there'll be the harp player saying, hey, let's be in harmony, let's keep everything in balance. So because Mercury is the fast-moving sign, or fast-moving planet, if even if you make a little bit of a mistake, you can check. Ooh, okay, check myself and get more in harmony with that. Or I'm too la-la-lying, you know, spacing out or trying to make everybody all happy, and then we're not getting anything done. So again, you can look at it like there's a yin and yang, there's a male and a female, there's the masculine feminine energies at play, but it's all playful. Gemini is a very playful sign. So when we are doing our everyday life, we'll find that we can do things with like multitasking maybe a bit easier for us this month. Because it's an airy sign, so everything can happen really quickly. So the moment we think about what it is that we want to do, then we can write those goals out and then accomplish them that much faster. So the sun will be illuminating that area of our life. And then because it's the third house is all about adventure. Oh, yeah, some people might say, what has adventure got to do with everyday life? It has everything to do with everyday life because we are just can just live a whole, you know, lifetime where we're just doing status quo. And everyone on the spiritual path has come at some point or another and tried different things out to get more life into our life. Our everyday activities. So we want to feel energized. We will do our meditation, then we got to eat and get the kids ready and go do this, and then all of a sudden the day is over and we've dredged our way through it. Or we have been just flatline. So even though we're doing our spiritual practices, we're not seeing anything or experiencing anything that's really bold and breaking out, and not in a way that you have to go hammering ahead, headstrong into it like Mars energy would. Mercury is very light. It's very smart. It's very intelligent. It wants to be youthful and keep everybody smiling and happy. But also, it knows how to negotiate. So if you haven't been able to negotiate your position in life very well through your communication with others, doesn't matter if it's phone, email, texting, whatever it is, if it got a little bit miscommunicated, along the way, or you're not getting yourself your strengths across, or you're not showing your gifts, then Mercury will help you to do that, and it will make it an adventure. So you'll be like wondering, hey, you know, there's a possibility that they might see me in a different way. So that kind of adventure. And the third house also signifies the ability to take risks that you haven't been able to take because you're not thinking out of the box. So, you know, it doesn't mean you have to go and hang glide or, I don't know, maybe you want to do that, or jump out of a plane or something like that. Parachuting, that might be exhilarating for something for you to do because it's airy. However, you know, most of us aren't so extremists and don't really need that adventure in our life. We have enough going on. So you want to sort of break the mold. Think about how you can just break the mold of your everyday life. So thinking out of the box, So thinking out of the box starts with the thought that I am in a box. I've put myself there. This is what it looks like every day. So really get real with your surroundings, your thoughts, your actions, who you hang out with, how your interactions are. That is what I mean by being in the box. So you just want to think first. You want to think out of the box instead of just jumping out, because you might jump into a lion pit or something really outrageous, and you'll have to be adventurous and brave and take risks in that way too. But I'm just trying to give you a visual so that you can feel it. You can palpate. Literally, you can surround, you know, put your hands all around you and feel, oh my God, I've shut myself in, or I've boxed myself in, or I'm presenting myself in only this way that I've known how to do and it works for me. Well, how's it going so far? Ask yourself that. Maybe it's going okay, but maybe you want just a little more spice. So risk-taking is all about the third house. Younger siblings. Younger siblings can be also, usually it's related to younger brothers, but if you don't have that, then can be younger siblings. Are people who are younger than you that are looking for a mentor, even though they don't know they are? You might just find yourself working with younger people, and all of a sudden you're having a conversation, and they're engaged because they see something in you that you're sharing about what it was like in their shoes, and not standing on a soapbox and pontificating and tell them you do this and you do that to avoid this and that, blah, blah, blah. But you might be by example and keeping it lighter. So you'll find it during this next month that you'll keep things a little bit lighter, and the communication will be lighter, and you'll be inspired by younger people than yourself, or like sibling-like people. In your workplace, could even be your own siblings that you connect with and that you patch up that relationship with or take it to the next level. Also, courage. Now, everyone knows. In fact, close your eyes right now and go inside and think of something that you're tremendously afraid of. You're so afraid of it. Could be money, could be relationship, related to money, related to relationship, related to your job, related to your boss, related to your coworkers, related to your projects, related to your health, your kids, yourself, your spiritual path. Something is causing you to be fearful, and that creates a box. It actually creates a cell with a lock on it, because no matter what you do on your spiritual path, that's not going to break it or dissolve it or diffuse it until you identify it and feel it. Not so much that you're just going to think, oh, this is what I'm afraid of, no kidding, of course, you know, nobody needs to tell me, or I don't need to look at it anymore. What you got to do is feel it and feel how that energy just, it's not good energy. So, third house is all about breaking out of the box, having the courage to do so, and then getting rid of that fear once and for all. Of that thing, no, you know, palpable or not. Usually the fear is within inside of us, and then we either consciously or unconsciously do things or say things that perpetuates it. So again, another box. So really, you'll seem to. And then we jump from box to box. So I invite everyone this month, to set the as the sun moves in to or is third house, And the sun is really shining on us today because it's Father's Day. Father's represented by the sun in someone's chart. It's also Uttarashada, which is the ruler, the birth star that's the ruler is the sun. And it gives tremendous success in life. So, and it gives you that ability to tap into spiritual realms and get grace and blessings from everyone in your life. So, fathers, get your blessings from your father, even if you don't get along with your father or never have. You know, upset is learned. Disappointment is learned. Hatred is learned. Anger is learned. Jealousy is learned. Blame is learned. All those things are learned. Judgment is learned. So we know that we can undo or unlearn everything that we know about anyone in our lives. And it's most important to take the steps now to acknowledge that up until this point, I wasn't conscious enough to be or detached enough emotionally to let go of that box of how I am with my father, whether he's here or somewhere else. It's your consciousness that is preventing you from receiving the highest blessings for your soul, your soul's evolution, your soul's empowerment. And then we take it to the next level, which is our spiritual father. So everyone here who's joining Pillai Center Sundays with Sucharita call is connected to Dr. Pillai, who is our spiritual authority. He's like a father to all of us, leading the way for our soul to shine, for our soul to reveal to us what it is that we need to do next. So, if you're in an age and stage of your life, do that stuff, visit, if that doesn't work for you. What you've got to do is first talk to your soul and say, hey, I asked this guy, along with my mother, to birth me into this life. That was the contract. Good or bad, as it has been, I still want to get the blessings from my father. Because to get the blessings, just as you get the blessings from your mother on Mother's Day and every other day, getting the blessings of the father will give you that energy to have the authority that you're lacking in your life. And you can't blame it on anyone. No one is to blame, not even you. So it's always a fresh start, always a fresh wash when the sun is transiting into a new sign. And it happens to be Father's Day, which is a great sign in and of itself, omen, let's call it, where it's very significant or important for us to really, really pay attention. So everyone who's joining here today, your soul said, hey, I got to get out of my box. I've put myself in a box. I've compartmentalized it myself. And some of us have put a lock on it like a safe that you can't even break. So how's it going? It's not going very well, right? Well, maybe it's going well because it prevents us from pain. But really, if you could just imagine yourself unlearning what you've learned and then replacing it with love, acknowledging that what happened was right or wrong, you're just going to download or send love. And being in a group when we're in the meditation and we're praying, it's so easy for us to pray for one another. For one, we don't really know each other, so it's really easy. You just pray and say, you know, who's ever here, I want to pray for those people who have difficult relationships with their father and need a healing. or they have difficult relationships with their people in authority, and they need a healing. Whether it's a female or male, there's some females that are just like scary, you know, bosses, or they are very assertive or aggressive in their demeanor, but they've had to be that way, right? Because maybe that's what the generation, what was happening at that time in the workplace. So you can just send that kind of prayer out too, because whatever prayer you send out, that energy will come back to you and will fill you with that ability to feel fulfilled at the soul level, that you did your best no matter what. And then when we do our meditations today, which are going to be lots of fun, and people have different experiences. Again, I'm here in Delhi, Gurgaon, and we just had a class, a live class here with the people who come to join every Sunday. And we practice the meditations that I'm going to share with you now. And the experiences were pretty cool. So once we have the meditation, then we'll open the line and then hear what it is that we can share with each other and inspire each other, answer questions. And then at that point, too, I'll give you a heads up on what's happening right away. After this call, Dr. Pillai is going to have a Father's Day hangout on Pillai Center. I think it's going to be at 10:30 IST, which I think is about noon, EDT. But I'll look that up once we get into it, or maybe Yagi, you could look it up on Life Center. That'd be great for somebody. And then we'll jump off the call and then have a little break if we get finished within the 2 hours, and then the call will be the Google Hangout will be with Dr. Pillai at that time, and he will give a Father's Day blessing to everyone and also a message as well. And it will always be adventurous when he shares, because he not only talks, but something else goes on inside of us. And you're also going to feel the experience of Jupiter. Jupiter's grace and blessings. You might feel more optimistic even lately, or you might feel like I'm getting to be lucky now, or geez, that I can't imagine that to be happening with this person or this situation or that situation. So that's fortune, luck, and grace of the guru. Just take a little retrospective look down memory lane in your life 12 years ago. What were you doing 12 years ago? Can't even think back that, right? And it's gone anyways. So here we are, Jupiter is transiting 12 years later in this same exalted position to bestow incredible grace and blessings on you, because it's exalted in Cancer. And you're that much more aware. So when the guru comes to give you the blessing, put your hands out and take it. You know, some of us may have had fortune, luck, and grace 12 years ago, but then what did we do with it in the 12 years? Did we just use it for ourselves and enjoy, you know, some fun times and fortune, and or did we put some thought into it and say, hey, you know what, my life is really good. I'd like to do something that's expanding consciousness, that is participating in helping uplifting others, because that's what the guru, if the guru is lit up inside of you, meaning that light or that energy and intelligence to bring fortune, luck, and grace to other people, because it's radiating in you, you can just be, you know, anything you put your mind on, you can be expanding that as well. So 12 years goes by so fast, and what did we really do? It may not come to you now, but when you, maybe you jump off the call and you think about it in the next few days, start writing down what it is that you want to get from Guru's grace and blessings as it transits into Cancer on the 19th, I believe it is, here in India, and then I think it's on the
18th or maybe the 20th. I don't know how it goes back and forth.
But you just can go on to PilateCenter or AstroVet.com and find out what it is.
I might be able to pull up that other calendar as well, the New York calendar,
and tell you the timing. So Jupiter transiting is very powerful, so we're going to do a little meditation with that as well. Again, so that you can feel the spiritual energy, you can feel yourself changing inside. Because our outside stuff, our external things that are happening in our world around us, it's slow and changing, slow and transforming. So go within. The world within, the inner world, is so vast compared to what we do in our daily lives. So if you can tap into that energy, it may not speak the language that you speak in your own mother tongue, but it will energize you at the soul level and reveal to you what it is that you need to do next to improve your progress or make progress in your life, to improve yourself, the way you present yourself, the way you interact with others, and then the steps that you take to make your life more rewarding and more fulfilling, because nobody's going to do your life for you. Think about that. Nobody gets up and does what you do. You do it. So nobody is to blame. Nobody can say, this is why I'm here. Because you're still doing it. So change within. Go inside. And let's do that now. And then we will open up the line now. So thanks for joining those of you who need to go. You can listen to the rest of the recording. That will be posted to the blog site. And then I hope that you will join in some sort of ceremony that acknowledges this powerful transit of Jupiter that happens only once every 12 years. So that you can remember this and look back on it every year after that and see where your consciousness was. And when you participate in a special celebration in the spiritual sense, connecting with a guru or a Jupiter, asking for fortune, luck, and grace because it hasn't been showing up. Or maybe it has and you haven't recognized the gift that it's been. So when you do that, you will thereafter receive incredible blessings because you're consciously aware of it and you took action to get more energy into your being that will activate the inner world, your inner guru. So don't blink and miss it. Do it on some level. There's offerings through PilateCenter. There's offerings through AstroVet, Fire Labs, through San Diego Hope Center, through New York, through the Venkatesh. There's all kinds of different ways. So check it out on the calendar and find out what it's all about. Just don't miss it. It's on Thursday the 19th here in India Standard Time, which is interesting because it's Thursday is the day of the Guru. Guru is Sanskrit for Jupiter, planet Jupiter, and Thursday is ruled by that. And then it's also Dr. Pillai's birth star, which is also ruled by Jupiter. And then Jupiter being exalted. So I don't know. Do we need any more signs, right? So if you want to bust out of boxes, compartments, get on an adventure that is so powerfully engaging and enlightening and protective, bringing a lot of fortune, luck, and grace, then that's the day, the door to do it, the door to open and walk through and enjoy. So that's what's happening. And then we have Venus entering Taurus. He's happy there, she's happy there, depending on how you see Venus in your life. And pray for beautiful things to happen in your life. Because she's happy in Venus.
Taurus. And then we've got the Sun entering Gemini, which we just celebrated now. Alrighty, so I'm going to open up the line now. All you need to do is press star. And if someone doesn't do that quite yet, then if there's someone out there who wants to, just let me know that the line is open.
Hi, Sucharita. It's Indrani.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. How was it?
It was a fantastic, fantastic meditation. I had a lot of, like, babies in my meditation.
Hmm.
People that I don't know, like, I didn't recognize any of the faces, but, like, a father cradling a baby, a baby crawling along the floor, lots and lots of babies in my meditation just now.
What do you think that means?
I'm hoping it means new beginnings.
Yes.
And a new job, a new baby job.
There you go. I'm so glad that you said that, because it can be a newborn baby in the family somewhere that brings a lot of grace and a new soul coming in with more intelligence than we've had in previous generations. So that's always a blessing. But babies can also mean projects or jobs, like you said, a new you. It's creation. So all those different ones that you said that you saw, it's you're recreating your whole reality, which is, in the case, it's very reflective of you. Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
The question that I have, though, for you is on Thursday, which is not only Dr. Pillai's birth star, the transit for Jupiter, and also the day of the guru, I am participating in the group Fire Lab that's being offered by, I think it's Astrobed or Pillai Center. But I'm just wondering what would be a good practice to do here myself in my own little space here to honor the guru, Jupiter.
Yes.
And Jupiter's
transit. It's a really good question. So what you can do on that day, you can simply chant the mantra, Om Gurave Namaha, 108 times or as often as you want. You can do any of the teachings that Dr. Pillai has given out, because that is honoring the guru and honoring the guru within you. So you can do any teaching that you want. You can do Abhishekam, which is the elemental invocation, so you're washing away either a statue of the guru, or if you have a yantra, a guru yantra, or a Jupiter yantra, you can do that. If you have a Shiva lingam, or even if you have a rock that you designate as being, your spiritual representation of the Shiva lingam, you can just pour water or milk or juice, if that's something that's available. And then if you can do it during the Jupiter hora or hour, that will be really powerful.
Okay.
To do. And if you have the hora watch, the app, or if you can go on to astrobed.com and find out the Jupiter hora on there, on the planetary watch, then you can do that. But if you can't, do it during that time because you don't know about it, then just on that day, when you wake up out of the bed, you just say, okay, this is where I can get fortune, luck, and grace for the next 12 years. That's just having that thought. Maybe on Wednesday night before you go to bed, everyone, write yourself a note. When you wake up first thing in the morning, say that. Show me the way to fortune, luck, and grace, because I'm ready to receive it. My hands are empty. If you go to the guru with something you already know, you're wasting your time. This is what's happened. This is what I've done. Just forget it. Just put your hands out and say, fill it up, because I've just been ignorant. I've been ignoring what's my true path or a goal in life that is going to be fulfilling and rewarding on all levels. on all levels. That's what the Guru's grace does too. All levels. It's the most benevolent, and it also intervenes. They say it's providential. You know, when providence needs to be shifted, moved, the Guru is there to get people out of bad situations. So pay attention to that, you know, and don't miss it. And then if you forget, you wake up in the morning and you forget, just, you know, put a little sticker on your mirror and say, you know, Guru Day, transit, something to cue you, right?
And Sushruta, if I was going to do Abhishekam and put a flower on my Jupiter Yantra at the end of it, what color flower should it be? Is it orange for the Guru?
Yeah, I could do orange. He likes yellow as well. You know, that's a good idea, too. You can offer 108 flower petals. So you can say your mantra, Om Gurave Namaha, and then put the flower as you're saying it. So you put, because we use flowers in all cultures, in all religions, to bring, make our prayers really powerful, because a flower petal is like delivering a letter. It will go directly to the heavens, postal service. So that's the vehicle, is the flower petal that takes the energy. If you offer flowers to someone, your loved one, you don't even have to say a word. They will just be like, oh, my God, they're so beautiful. Oh, thank you so much. You know, they might say, what's that for? But they will feel like the flower represents that energy of love and support and all the rest. You know, so that's what we're doing to ourselves. We're actually talking to our higher selves. And because the Guru is within and outside of us, and on this earth plane, on other planes as well. And the Guru takes in many forms, just as we have many thoughts about what we should be doing. So ask for those blessings from the Guru in other realms, so that all our thoughts are pure and they can manifest quickly. So putting the flower petal to the yantra afterwards, showing a light, whether it's a ghee lamp, because Guru also likes ghee. So if you can get a ghee lamp, that's really powerful. If you can just show a candle, that's okay too. And then some incense. Incense purifies the ego. So it will purify any mental blocks you have, so that you can get more blessings and understand what that is. And then you can offer a raisin or something yellow, a banana. And then you can do the prayer. And then for whatever it is that you want, and you know, there's in our lives, we get to a point where we just surrender. Just, okay, I've tried everything. And then when you fully, fall at the feet of the Guru, as they say, or in here in India and other places as well, it's tradition and honor and respect to bow. And so you can feel the blessings coming on your head. Your brain will light up in a different way. And you'll get things, the monkey off your back. So proud people, don't really, understand that. You're bowing down to get the blessings, to get the junk off of you. So, you know, when you're doing your offerings to your yantra or to a statue or whatever it is, then you really want to, because you're in your own space, so you do whatever it takes to just say, this is going to be impacting my life for 12 years. I absolutely need fortune, luck, and grace in all areas of my life. I don't have much time left in my life to go here, go there, try this, try that. And you'll feel a tremendous energy coming in and a knowingness. Some people even cry because they didn't let themselves to ask at this point, up until this point. So you'll feel your heart expanding and all kinds of different things, which maybe we'll get some sharings from others next week when we come back and talk about it. Does that help, Indrani?
Very much so. Thank you very much, Sushruta.
Okay, have a great one.
Okay, and Susie says hi.
Oh, hi, Susie. Oh. Is there anyone else who has anything to share? Or ask a question about? Did anyone experience the trishul, the three-pronged spear in the meditation, or did something come to you? Did you feel stronger or empowered by it?
I felt it. I felt the. This is
who's
Jermaine.
That?
Jermaine.
Hey, Jermaine. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. I felt, I was a little distracted in meditation because I am visiting my father and I was, getting ready, but I did stop for that three-prong thing. And I felt a lot more illumination in my brain. And I thought, oh, is that something that I could do regularly, just even thinking about it? And I thought it was very powerful and empowering.
Yeah, it's a good question to ask because that's a good thing for everyone to do as the sun is moving into the third house, the natural
mm-hmm.
third house. So do that because it will, like you said, it will light up your brain. You'll feel empowered. And when your brain is lit up, darkness can't come in.
What can't come in?
Darkness.
Darkness, okay. And then the other thing I like is the idea about the rift. Because it's like you have to have courage and strength to take risks. And I felt that was going to really be very helpful in taking more risks to produce different results in my life.
Great.
So thank you. It's really great.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And have a happy – is there anything else, Jermaine?
I am going to visit my father. I came to see him, and it turned out he's in the hospital. He ended up going to the hospital yesterday. So any prayers for him? He has a urinary infection. He said it was like being on fire. And they gave him some morphine, and it took a long time for him to be even some comfort to go to sleep. And then I'm going to see him now, and they say he was very groggy and just really kind of out of it. So, if there's any suggestions or any prayers for him, I would appreciate it. Hello?
There. Of course. And then just imagine, this, when you imagine that trishul, it can radiate out into other people. He doesn't have to know what you're doing. You can just visualize it and then hold on to his hand and transmit that energy. And it's very healing energy. You can imagine it to be his backbone and his brain. I'm wondering if Jermaine, are you still there? Am I still here?
I can hear you, Sutrita.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Indrani. Okay. Well, I hope that was helpful, Jermaine.
Well, you know what? I got cut off.
Someone else on the line?
It's Jermaine.
Oh, dear.
I got cut off,
okay.
And so I had to recall in, so I didn't hear what you have to say.
Okay. So you could imagine, you can imagine him having the trishul as his backbone and brain.
Okay.
And then you can also imagine it inside of yourself as you're holding on to his hand, and then just imagine healing energy going into him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be great because that's what he did. He was holding my hand yesterday. So this will give me something more to do. Yeah, that's terrific. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very simple. Just know that, the love is there, unconditional love, and it's Father's Day, and so your soul is going to help his soul.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, wishing you lots of blessings.
Thanks.
Okay, take care. There was someone else who was on. Maybe you fell off.
Hi, Sutrita. It's Nanuchka. How are you?
Very good, Nanuchka. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm wondering, besides making sure that we make use of the auspicious energy on Thursday, is there anything else that you recommend for us for this upcoming week?
Yeah, just start to do it right from this point onwards. Really start to connect with the, not just on Thursday, but here, even hereafter. So, you know, you're really asking for the connection to Guru, you know, the teachings. Ask what is next for you. That's a really good question, because you can ask, what course do I need to take, or what empowerment that do I need to do for my soul or my evolution right now? What is it that's going to be really practical for me to do, and also evolutionary on, in the spiritual sense? So Guru will guide you, and you have to trust that guidance. It's not a, it's not like a one time, you know, day. So you can
I knew that. I just, you know, wanted to kind of get a sense of what was the best use of the time. I've been, ever since you gave that guru meditation, it was, what, two weeks ago, as part of the meditation, you gave the golden ball of light meditation.
Mm.
Yeah, so I've been using that and chanting Om Guru Ve Namaha.
Yeah.
Doing that on a regular basis, and so
keep doing it.
You think I could just kind of keep with that? That'll work.
Absolutely. And okay. Imagine too, Nanuchka, I don't know if you're doing that, but imagine everyone else too, that Guru is standing in front of you and beaming into your third eye from his third eye. So that beam is really important, because that's like an activation of your midbrain. Pineal, pituitary, you know, those are the...
The image you gave a couple weeks ago was actually picture Dr. Pillai, so I've been doing that. Does that work just as well, or should I picture
Either one? It can be Dr. Pillai, it can be, you know, any teacher that you feel, or God or goddess or deity or archetype, that really will respond to your inner call. And, you know, we come from so many different backgrounds, and there's so many different teachings. Like, some may resonate more with Muruga, some might resonate more with Shiva, Dr. Pillai, might be your teachers that you've had in the past. But you're asking, because Dr. Pillai is giving you the activation of the light body. I don't see it anywhere else with any other teachings or teachers. So, you know, you want to imagine.
The light body. I'm not aware of anything else either. Not actively making that the primary goal. I'm associated with another group that does talk about the light body as a goal, but it's not the central focus the way Dr. Pillai has made it. I've never seen anybody else do that.
Yeah. So you want to imagine that beam coming from his third eye into your third eye, and then activating that golden ball of light.
Right.
And then spinning and spinning and spinning, and then it spins all that energy into your whole body. So that's a really good practice to continue on. And you don't have to necessarily be sitting in a long meditation. We're just doing a little bit longer during these weekly calls, so you can kind of get a really deep experience. And with the group, there's a lot of energy. So that when you do it in your daily practice, you can just even be sitting in your car on your way to work or on the transit system, and just imagine that ball spinning. Or if you're talking to people and, you know, it might be getting to be gossipy or negative or going sideways in conversation, you just can imagine Dr. Pillai being that person, beaming your third eye, spinning the golden ball, and watch the miracle happen. I've heard it and seen it and experienced it myself, saw it with others, experienced, heard what they did.
And it's amazing.
Yes,
so
I was trying to keep something going in the background.
You know, it's really
like that.
Yeah.
I find that really helps me. I know it's something actually Mohini taught me is to kind of keep something going in the background, a chant or a visualization. It helps quiet the internal dialogue. And like you said, situations that might tend to get off track or be less than harmonious, just by refusing to go to the usual, you know, personality-based internal dialogue and just either have a visualization or a chant or even both in your mind instead, just it shifts the energy and quiets things down and changes the interaction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, do whatever it is that you need to do, and I've mentioned these kinds of things in all the other previous calls that we have on the blog, so you can review those as well.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like people say, oh, my God, there's so much to do and it's overwhelming. Just pick something and stick with it this week, because that's what we're doing. We're going week by week. And when we go week by week, we're in real time. So you there's not much to go off track of. You're just focusing on the most important thing that's coming up. Well, today is very important, the Sun transit, and then the Jupiter transit. And then when you just focus on those couple of things, whether it's mantras, whether it's playing it in the background or saying it or, you know, doing it on that day, it's going to, your consciousness is everything. So you may be robotic in doing it or feel like, oh, I've been doing this, there's no change. But that's exactly the moment that it can change. You can be doing the same thing year after year and all of a sudden shift happens. And you just go, wow. Hmm?
I've noticed that. I actually had, I wasn't even like focused on relationships. That I actually had some movement happen in my family relationships. You talked earlier about younger people coming into our lives who are seeking mentors. My niece, I haven't really talked to that much, largely because her father, my brother, and I are not particularly close, reached out to me yesterday and, you know, told me she was really grateful for the positive posts I do on Facebook and wanted to connect with me. So, I mean, I talked to her for the first time in like 12 years. And I felt like that came out of, you know, my practice. Even though I wasn't putting relationship first, it kind of made sense to me. You know, I've been focusing on my health first and then finance. That relationship is really kind of foundational to both those things. And even my brother who, you know, he's not very communicative. He's never done this before. He's not really a Facebook kind of person, but he actually liked one of my posts. It was a post that I said, I choose to be happy because it's good for my health. That's what the post said.
Aww.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just like you don't know what's shifting. Like you said, you don't always, not aware of it. I mean, I wasn't necessarily posting for her. I mean, but I had noticed that recently she had started liking my post, and then she sent me a personal message letting me know she, you know, it really meant a lot to her and she was feeling connected with me. So we had a nice talk. And so, yeah, you just never know what's going to shift.
Beautiful.
So I'm just trying to continue to stay open with it, to it, even though it doesn't always feel, like you said, doesn't always feel like anything's happening, or, you know, it doesn't always feel like I'm applying myself as well as I could to the practice, you know, that I could be doing it with more devotion or, you know, focus or whatever. But I find that the thing is to just keep doing the best I can in each moment.
And, absolutely.
You know, even if it's, you know, maybe not my ideal best, just keep doing the best I can.
Great. That's fantastic, and that's really good advice for others. So thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, yeah. I think I shared with you before. I've been a student of Dr. Pleiss for almost 2 years now. And it's really just been since the master class and doing the calls with first with master class basics, and which is, you know, how I met you, and I think I chatted with you a little bit online too, in one of the chats that were going with Dr. Fly's hangouts. But that's when I really connected with you, is through the master class basics call, and that's how I learned about you doing this call and your blog and the resources there. So, yeah, I mean, I'm feeling much more connected than I previously was, and having a sense of community and a more tangible sense of family really helps support my practice. So I'm very grateful.
Oh, well, it's great to have you, Nanuchka.
Yeah, well, it's really great to connect. The other thing I'm noticing is that there are other students who are really committed to Dr. Pleiss like I am. And, you know, I had a nice conversation with a woman yesterday who found out about the student-led call that I do on Saturdays. It really helps to know there are other people who are really applying themselves to the practice and kind of sharing what works, and, you know, what's been working for us, and kind of encouraging each other that way. It really does make a difference.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you wanted to ask or you wanted to share?
No, I just wanted I'm glad I asked you about what to do for the upcoming week, because, I mean, what you said is pretty much what I've been doing, just focusing on and maybe 2 to 3 things tops each week, and really, you know, not letting myself go into overwhelm, like, oh, my God, I could be, you know, there's so much.
Right.
But just you know, I'm glad you kind of break it down that way and give us, you know, 2 to 3 things at most to focus on for the upcoming week. So it feels doable.
Okay.
It's really important to have something that I feel like, okay, I can do this. You know
All
what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
So thanks
well,
for
thanks,
that.
Thanks so much for sharing, Nanuchka.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks to everybody on the call. I feel everybody's energy, and happy Father's Day.
Oh, same to you. Have a great week.
Thank you, too.
Thanks. Okay, so is there anyone else who has anything to share? Or
Sarita? Hello? Sarita, can you hear me?
Sucharita? Sounds like she's dropped off. This is Yagna. The Google Hangout Pacific time is listed at 9 and 10, and it's not on there now. So maybe it's at 10 o'clock, and it's noon Eastern. Happy Father's Day.